This podcast may contain adult content and is meant for mature audiences only. I guess that's more of adult content meant for immature adults. What I mean is that there may be explicit descriptions of crimes as well as all manner of unsavory language. I sure hope there is.
Previously on Burning Edge.
The team met back up at someplace nice for a measured and rational discussion about what to do next, having successfully retrieved the case for Slide. Diplomacy ultimately failed quite spectacularly, with tensions boiling over to fisticuffs and murder threats. We now join the team as they head out from the bar to maybe get paid. It's the afternoon of Friday, January 12th, 2080. So when we left off, y'all were in the bar. You have a case that you stole from the truck that you are supposed to deliver to Slide. You have another case that...
I remember. We were walking out of the bar because Catherine went in and cut open the back of JB's newly fixed truck.
Well, fixed in quotation. It was pretty messed up.
That is true.
So we're walking out, and JB's got about 20 minutes before he's going to feel worse.
I think we were walking out without JB, too. Like, we were like, hey, we'll just leave him here.
Pretty sure he's coming.
I feel like he's kind of like a bad rash, and you can't get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy hired a team. He's going to want to see a team come back with the job done. I mean, we come back short one man, he might start thinking we left something behind that can tie it back to him. So. Best if we all go.
I'm assuming Catherine did this out of my line of sight, or did she do it in front of me?
Oh, at this point, she would just do it in front of you, because previously we were walking out without you, but she's just doing it in front of you.
Kat, you are terrible, and I do not like you. You're very mean.
The feeling's mutual.
It's a big car. It's like popping a zit. It's fine. It's not hurting the car.
All right. Can I search the car for, like, a bungee cord or rope so that I can close the trunk?
Sure. For the sake of moving things along, let's say there's a bungee cord.
All right, I tie the bungee cord down to close it and get in.
You know, the little old lady that owned this car before you used it to cover up her egg crate full of whatever she's carrying so that things don't fall out?
So are we all taking one car? She's going to look at Kat and Deuce.
Hop in.
I'm going to be on the bike.
Kat's standing there with the cases she just pulled out of the car and moves to get on the bike with Deuce.
You take the Pelican case that you already had and the smaller of the two medical cases, the battery-powered one from the car's trunk, leaving the bigger one that needs to be plugged in but hasn't been for some time.
Yeah, she'll do that.
As long as you have the case that's going to get us paid, that's fine. The other cases, I don't care about. So they're going to take the bike. JB, you good to drive?
We'll see.
Let's go. Let's go finish this job. Let's go get paid.
Let's go.
Are we going to have any road chases at 4 p.m. on a Friday?
Well, I'm definitely going to try to get there before.
Really?
I don't know how Deuce is going to do this.
Micah, you taking shotgun?
Yeah, I'm going to take shotgun.
Based on the last time that we all went somewhere in different vehicles, Deuce is going to make sure that him and Kat are behind JB because Deuce doesn't want them to get run over or give JB the opportunity to run them over again, especially after everything that happened.
I'm sitting back. I've got a shotgun. I don't need to be a shotgun.
Yeah, and as long as I'm ahead of Deuce, I'm not going to speed or anything.
Did I drink too much?
To sit in the back seat? No. You drink just enough.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you're right. Thanks, Micah. And Thumper will just immediately just start crawling into the back seat.
So assuming there's no unforced errors, shenanigans, or drag racing on the way to the gas station where you are going to meet Slide, I assume somebody's going to send him a little heads up that you're on your way with quested item?
That's a Deuce job.
I will send him a message. We're on our way. package in hand.
Are you texting and driving?
It's a DNA. It's with his brain.
Yeah, I mean, I've got cyber eye too, so it's okay.
You're passed out in the backseat anyway. Shut up.
Hey, Mika. You see her little nose twitch?
Don't need He's you to adorable. Be a safety bunny right now. I just need you to sit quietly. Let him drive and let us get paid.
Oh, but she's so adorable.
Something smells like bad sour cream and mustard.
JP pulls out another taco.
How many tacos do you have left?
I think I put half a dozen in the three in each pocket, so.
He's running out at this point.
Yeah, this is the fourth.
Yep, that's the fourth.
The team pulls up in front of the gas station that you met Slide in. Looks very similar. Church on one corner, all of the generic businesses on another corner. Since they know you're coming, Easy comes out and welcomes you back.
Brothers and sisters, welcome back. Did everything go well, I hope?
Perfectly.
As well as expected.
So clearly he has seen some trade footage from the news or drones or whatever. I'm sure the police scanners in 2080 are kind of like they are now. He sees that you're carrying a couple of cases and welcomes you in. He opens the door. You walk through that same entryway. It's all dusty and nasty. He opens the door, and as you walk by, right as you're going in, JB's stem patch wears off kind of suddenly. Like you're doing just fine, and all of a sudden, 4 points of unresisted stun.
The swarm is spinning.
I thought I was the only one seeing that.
Oh my god, it's a bunny rabbit.
Oh, this again.
What is going on? And JB just kind of slumps against the wall and kind of barely holds himself up.
Easy goes up and enters the code into the keypad and opens the interior door, the more armored one. And once again, you are in the inner sanctum of Slide's lair. He's been expecting you. Your buddy Johnny is nowhere to be found. Slide is sitting in the throne set up on the raised platform waiting for you. He's got his left leg slung over the arm of it. And once again, he's typing onto his comlink furiously as you approach.
JB's going to slump into a chair.
Catherine approaches, cases in hand.
Oh, looks like you have what I asked for.
Yeah.
Is there a table nearby?
No.
All right. She just tries to hand it to him.
So you step up onto the raised platform, walk across the few steps, hand him the pelican case?
Yep.
He kind of looks it over, looking for damages, looks at the amount of scratches on there, since it did, in fact, slide across.
It's definitely got some scuff marks.
Looks it over, kind of, and hands it to Easy, who has taken his customary place behind to the right of Slide. As he opens the case and glances in it, he closes the case a little bit and then thinks about it, opens it up a little bit, and pulls a feather out and sticks it into his jacket pocket in his fancy white suit. And then kind of tosses the pelican case over to the side where they've got like crates and other things in case they need to reuse it later.
Well, you upheld your side of the bargain, so I guess you've earned some new identities. They're a little rushed, but they'll pass most sin scans you run into. Here you are, ladies, as promised.
He pulls out a couple of data chips out of his shirt pocket, glances down at one and tosses it to Cassandra, then tosses the other one to Catherine.
And 5,000 New Yen.
And he tosses a certified cred stick to Deuce.
As we discussed, we'll be in touch for an additional job to get new sins for Bernie and Michelle Francois.
Thumper will look at her sin and give it a more thorough eyeball check as she starts thinking about what it actually says versus what she can expect out of it. And she'll slump and sigh loudly, but go ahead and slot it in.
Catherine holds hers with a strange amount of reverence, almost, and slots it in.
That's your first sin that you are really aware of, right?
Yeah. Her previous thing was it had a little, like, your property thing on it.
Yeah. I mean, like, you still had one because everyone in the corporation had one, but you weren't really aware of it?
What about the other case?
Yeah, Catherine.
I'm going to try to see if you can
So his original thing was he wanted you to steal the one case, the pelican case, and anything else in there you could grab and try to sell.
Yeah. I want to try to sell it to him.
Okay.
Get a little yen for our pockets.
Catherine's just awkwardly holding the other case, like looking over it at Micah. Do you want it, or?
You're asking him if he wants it?
That was Catherine asking Micah.
So, Slide, you said if we picked up anything else, we could try to sell it. Well, we did pick up something else, and I would like to sell it. And since you seem to be our new friend, I thought maybe you would like first opportunity to buy it.
So he's looking over it, and he's...
That is definitely not something I'm interested in. Biohazards are not my forte. Something that goes boom? Absolutely. Something that could turn me into God knows what? Sorry, EZ. I'm not so sure I'm interested in. Do you even know what's in there?
No, I don't know what's in there. But what I do know is somebody spent a lot of money on that case to protect whatever is in there, which tells me whatever is in there is worth something. You might not be interested, but a man like you knows a lot of people that might be interested. You can buy cheap from us, you sell to them, you make a little money.
I'll tell you what, I'll make a few calls. I am not feeling very confident that I will find a buyer for a biohazard case.
I don't really want to wait around. I don't really need to walk around with the case anymore. Make me an offer.
I don't want it.
You're not going to keep it. You're going to sell it to a friend.
I'm not sure I can.
I'm pretty sure you can't. You're a charismatic guy. You can make a deal. Make me an offer.
Nope. I do not want that thing. I will try to sell it for you, but I do not want it here. Seriously, I have no idea what's in there. I don't even know how to start with it. I could call some of my medical contacts, and they might be willing to take a look to see if there's anything valuable in there. It's not, I mean, biohazards aren't
the case alone, Slide. The case alone. Come on, make me an offer.
For the case alone, like, I don't know.
He kind of glances at it, and
I could give you 200 yuan for a fancy beer cooler.
200 for the case is a start. Why don't we just call it an even grand? It's yours. You sell whatever's inside.
A grand.
A grand.
A grand.
A grand.
Hey.
I'm negotiating right now.
Do you have like a magnetic anomaly detector here?
Cat.
Sorry.
Slide and I were negotiating.
Sorry.
I know. As soon as I get this done, kitten, we're going to go. We're going to get you some milk. Don't worry, I promise. 1,000. Call it. Let's call it a day.
Like, I don't even know where to begin with biohazards. You know, the best I could do is possibly sell them to someone who wants to make a dirty bomb, which I don't want to be anywhere near that. So, I mean, I'll give you 200 yuan for the case. I don't want the contents. Take it or leave it.
Micah, why don't we just hold on to it for a little bit longer? We can all make some calls.
Catherine double checks the case and makes sure it doesn't have any radioactive symbols on it.
It does not have any radioactive symbols, just biohazard and hazardous material or whatever.
And random Latin.
Okay, Deuce.
200 yuan's just not worth it.
Absolutely. You're right, Deuce. You're absolutely right. Slide, this is an opportunity you have missed. Cat, please take the case.
Catherine picks up the case.
200 for the case doesn't help me, Slide. Because the case has to hold the contents within, so they're kind of a bundle package there. So, because you don't want to buy the whole thing, I'm going to have to take the whole thing with me. So, I guess you can understand why you're now missing out on the case and its content.
Fair enough. I guarantee you I will sleep better knowing that that thing is not in my building.
If I cared about how you slept, I'm sure that would bring me comfort.
Well, I sleep mostly on my side. If it matters.
Oh my god, can we go?
Oh, another side sleeper.
No, don't engage. Why?
It's so comfortable. Everything's better about it, right?
I've had to get used to it lately. Can't sleep on my back anymore.
Will somebody take the bunny outside?
Micah is just like mouth agape, eyes wide, looking at all of you like, what the hell is happening?
Is there a med scanner here?
We'll do that stuff later. We're not going to do it. Slide isn't interested in it, so we don't need to do it here in Slide's place of business. We can do this elsewhere. We go back to our place. We'll get whatever you need. We'll open it up, and if it's something you want to eat, go ahead.
I don't think we should. Oh, okay.
Did someone say something about food?
We're leaving. We're going to go back to the apartment. We're going to have some dinner.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Preferably not out of your pockets.
Speaking of which, JB removes another taco.
This has been great, Slide. Please call us again. Contact Deuce if you have any more work for us.
I've got another job in the works. I'll let you know. Enjoy the sins. Hopefully they work out for you. We'll be in touch.
And then he goes back to typing on his comlink, as fixers tend to. You get back into the Americar and the Suzuki Mirage and start heading back to your base of operations for a little rest and relaxation after a, I don't want to say job well done, but a job completed.
You know, Deuce?
Yeah, Kat?
You have an awfully nice bike for having lived in that squat for a while.
Well, I need to make sure to be able to get to and from jobs, so Flash really helped me out to make sure I had a good set of wheels.
She nods thoughtfully.
As you pull around the corner up to your apartments, you are greeted with the sight of a large amount of flashing lights, as several knight-errant police cruisers are kind of arrayed around the entrance to it. There's one of those large black vans with coroner written on the side. If CSI-type people have their own van, maybe there's a crime scene investigator, forensics. I don't know what they put on the side of their van. There's another van there as well.
Can we pull around back? The lights are terrible.
I think maybe we should park a bit of ways, and somebody should go up there and maybe see what's happening.
Deuce will get off his bike, and as he takes a couple of steps away, he turns around and he says, Kat, things in that apartment probably could lead back to us. If this goes sideways, just get out of here, okay?
And just leave you?
Yeah, yeah. As he says that, he'll activate the grid guide on the bike, so that way all she would have to do is tell it where to go. Normally he has it in manual override. All you got to do, Kat, is just pick a location once you connect to the bike, and it'll take you there.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
All right.
I don't have a good feeling about this.
Catherine does what he says and gets ready.
As Deuce starts to approach the... You said there was, what, a couple of squad cars?
If you've ever seen, like, a crime scene on the Trids, there's the yellow tape. I don't know if they use AR tape in the future. I would assume they would assume that, especially in a neighborhood like this, not everyone has AR, so they probably brought out the old school crime scene do not cross tape.
Sure.
It's that kind of scene where they've got like a couple of uniformed officers making a perimeter around the door so that only authorized people can get in.
Sure.
So you could go up and chit chat with them, or hey, I live here. And yep.
Gotcha. As Deuce is walking up towards the crime scene, he will have already put one of his earbuds in. It's audio enhancement. And he'll, from a distance of probably, let's say 30 meters, he'll start to focus in on any conversation he's picking up.
Sure. The perimeter is all the plainclothes, knight-errant cops doing, you know, they're kind of standing there with their thumbs hooked over their gun belts, scanning the crowd for potential threats or people that are going to try to get in, maybe make a scene, looking for paparazzi, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
With 5 hits on an audible perception check, there are some kind of the plainclothes detectives, you know, wearing the ill-fitting suits, Harold must, definitely not looking like cops, but clearly they are because they're on the inside of the police line.
Yep.
Talking quietly amongst themselves about the scene inside. You hear one of them talking about a body that had been wrapped in plastic and stuck into the shower.
Okay.
And if you would like to stick around a little bit longer, I'm sure you could hear more. You know, it's just kind of hushed tones about, like, you know, it looked like they were sliced to shreds with a super sharp instrument of some kind, almost self-cauterized the wounds.
Okay, yeah, he will stick around for a little bit longer, and the way he'll do that to try to make it nonchalant is he'll pull a cigar out from inside coat pocket and light it up. Actually have a little bit of trouble lighting it purposefully, so that way it gives him a reason to have stopped walking, you know, like he's like maybe fidgeting with a lighter or something like that.
Sure.
And while he's doing that, he will DNI back to the entire team. Were made. They found the bodies in the apartments that we procured. Gonna have to find somewhere else to stay. Deuce is gonna walk up to one of the beat cops and he's gonna try to strike up a conversation.
So you walk up to one of the uniformed officers that's standing behind the yellow line. He puts his hand up as you kind of approach.
I'll show him my lighter and go, hey man, you got a light? Something's wrong with mine.
He kind of looks you up and down and pulls out he's got one of those torch ones, the super.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
Oh, that's fancy.
You know, you never know what kind of weather you're going to be working in.
Ah, that's true. Always got to be prepared. So
I'm going to need you to step back.
Oh.
This is an active crime scene.
Wait, what happened? I mean, I'm sorry. I shouldn't ask that. Yeah, no problem. Just kind of strange. We usually around here, we don't see this much activity. It's a pretty quiet neighborhood.
The soup called us and he was like, hey, I got these tenants and they were kind of sketchy to begin with. I mean, this dude, I got some weird vibes from him, but he didn't pay his rent. Like, he's been living here for almost a year now. And, you know, it's week to week and he's always paid his rent on time, right? Well, I go to try to collect and he didn't answer, so I figured, yeah, you know, I'm the soup. I can get in there. And he said he opened the door and immediately could smell that there was something quite wrong. And he went and checked in the apartment, and apparently the dude that was staying there had been, like, sliced up and wrapped in some kind of